This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to discuss. We've been talking cryptocurrency here on this episode of Free Talk Live, and you know, it's been a while since we've actually gotten into crypto as a topic here. Obviously, it was hot on everybody's lips when the prices were going up, but it's taken a bit of a tumble, and I want to say it. I mean, cryptocurrency in general has taken a bit of a tumble in price based in U.S. dollars over the last couple of months, a couple few months, and so the question is, you know, how long is it going to stay down here? Are we at a new bottom? Or is it going to be coming up sometime this year? We're going to have to wait for a while before we see it start to hit up to the $10,000-plus range. Once again, specifically, we're talking about the price of Bitcoin in that case. Joining you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
So for those of you just tuning in, we have a long segment here, and I'm hoping we can actually hammer through the rest of it in this hour, but we've had callers coming in on a variety of topics as well, which is fine. That's, you know, it's an open phone show, so you guys can call in about whatever you want to discuss. But this is a piece from CNN, and it is a woefully misinformed piece, despite the fact that they have Joel Valenzuela, who is a well-informed person when it comes to cryptocurrency. You know, he's a good communicator of it, despite the fact that they likely interviewed him for a half hour or an hour or something like that, because, you know, in these clips, you only see, or in the news packages, you only see a fraction of what they originally filmed.
Right.
So you know he did a good job of explaining cryptocurrency and Dash and answering any questions that they had, but yet the ignorance, the unchecked ignorance of these CNN hosts will be revealed even further here in a moment, because they're going to finish the piece, and then they're going to have their commentary segment after that.
Right, and you know, a really good explanation of something doesn't fit into a nice, tasty little sound bite.
Certainly not.
So, you know, they're going to edit things down to where they get little sound bites.
And they are telling the story. The point of the piece is to explain, oh, look, here's this neat thing. This guy lives his life on cryptocurrency. Isn't that neat? And that's cool. Like, that's a cool kind of idea for a piece. It's just unfortunate that it's so woefully misinformed. So let's continue. We're in a pickup here where Joel is inside the Free State Bitcoin shop. They're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which, like our very own Keene, New Hampshire, these are sort of like the two twin cities here in the west and the east of New Hampshire that are the highest per capita Bitcoin business accepting rate, or cryptocurrency businesses that take cryptocurrency per capita. We got the highest rates of it here that I can tell in the whole world compared to other major cities in Keene and Portsmouth. So they're focusing on Portsmouth, which is the area where Joel lives, and how he's going around to different shops and spending cryptocurrency, specifically Dash, which is one of the top cryptos in the world at the moment.
In the local area.
But that's Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Legitimizing it as a form of payment globally is moving slower than what you're seeing here. And that's as the inevitability of regulation is ramping up on all cryptocurrencies.
How is cryptocurrency going to survive in the environment of regulation, the very thing it was trying to stay away from?
This is awesome.
Yeah, I would kind of flip the question to say, how is regulation going to survive in a cryptocurrency environment?
That's the perfect, I mean, what a perfect answer from Joel in that case. He really just completely reverses that question and does a great job of taking you kind of outside of the box and letting hopefully some in the audience think about this from a different perspective.
Right, but at the same time, there are some, you know, cryptocurrency developers that they want to use cryptocurrency to become the new regulations.
They want to be regulated. They want to be controlled by the government because they believe it will give them legitimacy.
Well,
in people's
I'm
eyes.
Thinking specifically of the ones that basically want to become the government, but just have government run on a blockchain.
I don't know. Who are those people? What's
some
the
of the Ethereum people.
Okay.
Where they want to tie your identity to your blockchain wallet.
Well, that
they
doesn't mean
to,
the government. That...
They want to be the government. They just want the government running on a blockchain.
All right. I'll take your word for it. I know that there are some blockchain-based identity groups out there that don't want to be the government. They just want to provide identity and verify identity, because even in a world without government, there's probably some value in being able to verify who you are. So if that can be done through blockchain technology, the idea being the blockchain, for those that aren't familiar, this is the technology that backs Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, most of them. It's an immutable ledger that is, in most cases, available publicly for scrutiny.
Right.
And so it means that it's impossible for, because the ledger is distributed and decentralized across the globe, there are thousands of copies of it that are all constantly being checked against one another. It basically means it's impossible to cook the books, so to speak.
Right.
And so that would lower the instances of fraud.
What was the first username you ever had on a bulletin board service?
Good question.
What if that were tied to you permanently and you're never able to wind up saying, well, I'm not necessarily the same dude I was.
Daryl, I'm sure they're going to have ways
ago.
To update your information.
But it's immutable. Can't
right.
be changed.
That doesn't mean you can't add to a file. So I don't know if you're looking at it from, you know, the full-on perspective of the potentials and possibilities. The programmers are going to be able to handle those objections.
Yep. The programmers that want to run your life and control you, but have it on a blockchain because that just makes it better, they'll come up with reasons why, you know, you should always be, you know, Harry Balls 42.
Okay. I mean, that's speculative, Daryl. I don't know if that's actually, you know, in any way true, in any way, shape, or form, because, again, if they're providing people with a service, then people are going to want to have the service of being able to change their name at certain times if they want to. I mean, the idea that that would go away just because the government wouldn't be handling identity seems kind of silly to me. But let's go on here with more from the story from CNN.
It's more you're trying to find a way that they work hand in hand with regulators rather than something where you try to stop it.
For Valenzuela, crypto is...
There they cut him off. Obviously, he was going to be talking about how you can't stop cryptocurrency.
Right.
And he did not, I'm sure that's what he was going to say there, but they did not include that.
Right,
point.
Because you can still see in the video, he's still talking.
Yeah, that's right. Well, actually, the audio track's off on this, but you know they cut him and he was going to continue with
right.
that explanation. Because you can't stop cryptocurrency. The government, the regulators, they can try to squish out certain entities like exchanges. They can target these centralized locations where people are kind of getting in and out of cryptocurrency, converting it into U.S. dollar or whatever. But the cryptos themselves cannot be stopped by governments because of their decentralized and distributed nature.
It's a means of exchange, not just an asset to bravely dive into. And he sees regulation coexisting with cryptocurrencies. To him, it's proof that crypto is anything but trendy.
Trendy only lasts so long if that's all it is. If there's actually value behind this, then it'll be there to stay and it'll be there to take over.
Is there value?
I think so.
You're using it every day.
Yes, for me, it's provided a whole lot of value in my life. So if there's other people like me, then you can see this definitely not going away anytime soon.
And once again, more pictures of Bitcoin accepted here, stickers and Dash accepted here, stickers on the doors of businesses in downtown Portsmouth. So that ends the portion of the video. And again, it's like 5.5 minutes. This was the 3-minute segment, the package, the news package. Now we get to the commentary between the lady who, you know, is the reporter and the loudmouth Brit guy who is sort of heading up whatever show this is.
The guy at the very beginning who said, it's a bull and a bear on the same day.
That's the guy who claimed it was legal tender, which, of course, is not true in any way, shape, or form.
Allison Kosick, CNN, Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
All right, so we know her name, Allison.
Allison's with me now. Allison, how does this, jumping in the money pit, how does this differ from, say, Apple Pay or Venmo or any of the others? I mean, you know, at some point, if you're using Dash, there has to be some form of monetary transfer.
I love his accent. If you're using Dash, Allison, how is... Now, it's a good question. It's a very good kind of basic introductory question, but it would have been a better question to ask Joel Valenzuela rather than the CNN reporter.
Yes. So just to give an example, with Joel there, he gets paid in Dash, so the dollars he would get at work are actually transferred into Dash. So whatever the Dash price is that day, that's what he would get paid in. And it does. It works a lot like, let's say, Apple Pay. You know, he puts his phone up to a little scanner, and voila, he's able to make a purchase. It really is a functioning payment method if you're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It is kind of it's nice little own protected bubble there.
That is not a necessarily inaccurate statement. It doesn't really answer the question of how it's different, but she does point out how it's similar in that it is sort of you use your phone and it's an easy process most of the time as long as the internet connection doesn't drop. We've encountered some difficulties, some bumps in the road along the way of getting merchants, you know, up and rolling and training the staff on how to use these things and getting through whatever kind of issues, technical issues might be present. But when it works, and it works probably 90%+ of the time pretty darn well, 95%, there's still some bumps in the road. We're still brand new. More coming up.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us the seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi. I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
Daryl.
We've been talking about using Bitcoin and cryptocurrency like Dash in real life. CNN actually reporting on Joel Valenzuela, who's a former sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live, kind of filled in a few times for us. and he's a liberty activist in the Seacoast area of New Hampshire. They focused on him with a three-minute-long segment, a pack news package, on how he uses cryptocurrency in real life. And a lot of our advertisers here on Free Talk Live are cryptocurrency fans themselves, including $6 shirts, which is where you can go to get some really cool shirts. They've got a gigantic selection. No, I'm not exaggerating. It is huge, selection of shirts at $6. There are a few shirts that are a little bit more than $6.
Right.
But the bulk of their shirts are $6 shirts at $6shirts.com. And they take Bitcoin. Plus, you can load up your cart and get 10% off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. They've got a huge selection, whether it be pop culture, whether it be video games, whether it be sports or movies. They've just got a ton of different categories and all kinds of creative T-shirts.
And they also have hoodies and tank tops, so it's not just your regular run-of-the-mill T-shirt. So when you find a shirt that you like, on the side it will have
the little logo
of hoodies and tank tops and a couple other things.
So you can get it in different forms, which is awesome.
Yes.
Go to $6shirts.com. They are pretty liberty-friendly folks. In fact, I believe the founder of the company is a listener of Free Talk Live. So go to $6shirts.com. Don't forget, use code FTL for that 10% off, and they do take Bitcoin. Or you can use the old Federal Reserve notes if that's what you want to do. So we're back to the CNN piece here about the man who lives on crypto, Joel Valenzuela, who tries to spend his whole life spending cryptocurrency in some form or another rather than using cash dollars. And that's what they focused on here. Now it's the sort of post-wrap-up questioning session where the host, who you looked up his name, Richard Quest, this British-accented man who sounds like he should be a bad guy on Danger Mouse or something like that. But let me continue here.
I'm not familiar with Danger Mouse.
It's an old...
You should be.
It's a great old British animated kind of comedy show from a cartoon from way back in the day. Although I think they brought back... There's a more recent version of Danger Mouse that they've been producing.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
2015 reboot, apparently.
But it was back in the day in the early 1980s. Anyway, going on here.
How did he manage to convince so many merchants, or even a handful of merchants, to take this in Portsmouth, which is not taken anywhere else?
Well, the governor of New
Hampshire... Wow. He said, how did he convince people in Portsmouth to take this thing when it's not accepted anywhere else?
That is what he said, yeah.
So, I didn't buy supper a couple hours ago with Dash. I didn't buy...
In Keene, New Hampshire.
Tacos, a huge giant plate of nachos twice last week with Dash in
Hillsborough, New Hampshire.
Neighboring town.
Yeah, you did that, yeah.
But this guy says it's not taken anywhere. How did he convince people to take stuff only in Portsmouth when nobody else will take it? There aren't thousands of businesses online.
All around the world, yeah.
All around the world that you can go to and use various cryptocurrencies.
He's definitely not correct in what he's saying here, but as I said, he's incredibly ignorant when it comes to cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Although that said, there aren't a whole lot of places likely in the world where you can spend Dash in real life. You can spend it online on things, and you can spend it on Bitcoin, and you can spend Bitcoin on a whole lot more than Dash. So, I mean, it's certainly, if you go into the typical city and you try to find a place that takes Dash, good luck. So,
right.
I mean, when you compare Portsmouth to and Keene to other areas of the world.
Right, and this guy is in New York City.
Is he? Okay. He doesn't sound like it, but
he's British.
Imported him in.
But CNN International, according to the info that I was able to find.
Oh, so this aired internationally?
This aired on CNN International.
Okay.
This guy is a New York-based host for CNN International.
All right, let's get
If you go to discoverdash.com, you'll see details for 800 merchants that accept Dash.
Globally?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've not actually gone through that list. I don't know how easy to use the site is. I've heard about that, though, the Discover Dash. Let's go to get her answer to the question of, well, we can't use it anywhere else, lady.
Hampshire last year actually passed a law basically deregulating cryptocurrency, so making it easier for merchants to go ahead and take Bitcoin and to take Dash.
No, that's not what happened at all. Now, it's definitely true that New Hampshire did pass a law that makes it, you know, deregulates cryptocurrency.
To some extent.
That's a true statement, but it has nothing whatsoever to do with whether or not we've been able to get merchants to accept cryptocurrency.
Correct.
There's not a single merchant, and I've been involved, and Daryl, you've been involved in bringing many of the Keene area merchants on board with accepting crypto in real life, and there's never been a single time when I've talked to a merchant who is like, well, if only the government would go ahead and pass a law deregulating cryptocurrency, then I would go ahead and sign on with this. No, that never had anything to do with it. And this really reveals here the sort of CNN perspective on all this. The message that they're providing besides, oh, isn't this neat? Here's this guy who lives his life on crypto. The real message here is, well, if it weren't for government, then none of this would be possible.
Oh, tally-ho, young chap, aren't you glad that the Queen has said that you can wind up using this to buy your pudding?
If it weren't for the government's approval, then you wouldn't be able to have this bubble, as she describes it, in Portsmouth, where you have all these cryptocurrency-accepting businesses. And there's nothing that could be further from the truth. It's actually in spite of the government. Many of the people who, and this is, I think, one of the most important takeaways here, is many of the business owners who are accepting cryptocurrency, they don't like the government knowing their business.
Right.
They don't want to be paying taxes to the government. They don't care much for the government regulation of their business. They certainly don't care what the government says about cryptocurrency generally. If they ask a question about it, it's usually like, I probably have to pay taxes on this crap. What do I do?
My accountant wants to know how to wind up calculating this.
Yeah. And then our answer is usually, well, you probably just want to treat it like cash. And so, you know, if you have to pay taxes on it, if there's like if it's a restaurant, there's a meals and rooms tax in New Hampshire, you're going to want to pay that in cash because the government doesn't accept it. So just calculate it as though it was a cash sale and then hold the cryptos in reserves and don't tell anybody about it. But no, it has nothing to do with the government's approval of this. Let's go on here.
Many of the shops there, and as you saw, there was a map there showing how there were many more adding on. So it helps when you have a legislature standing behind with lots of support for cryptocurrencies.
No, it helps when you have a group of people that ask business owners, hey, can I pay you in this alternative form of payment? I'll help you. I'll even, you know, give you the tablet so that you can wind up accepting this, and I will show you how to use it.
Which is what we've done here, and it's what Derek J. and Steven, who Derek's a former co-host on Free Talk Live as well, who lives out on the seacoast now. He used to live in the room above the studio here, but now he's living out there.
Right.
And if it weren't for those two guys, then almost none of the businesses in Portsmouth that accept cryptocurrency would be accepting it today. It's because they went in there, they pounded the pavement, they talked to the managers and the owners, and they made it happen.
And how difficult was it 50, 60 years ago to convince businesses to wind up taking this thing called a credit card?
Was probably really hard to do. Absolutely. There's more coming up here in moments. Got a little bit more from CNN, if you can handle the ignorance and the statism here. It's pretty icky. More coming up, though. It's Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves, by the way.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl. Liberty.menu, great tool for the Liberty community. If you are a liberty-minded person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to be a user over at Liberty.menu. What do you find there? Well, a list of liberty-friendly businesses, people who think like you do and who are in business and would love to have your business as a customer. Or maybe you have a business and you want to get listed over at liberty.menu. For whether you're a business owner or a customer, you're welcome there. You can put up as many listings as you like. If you're an entrepreneur, you might have more than one thing that you do. So put it all up. It's all free to use over at liberty.menu.
And if you've got events, you can list those. So
libertarian,
it's not just business.
Right. So like ForkFest is listed up there. The Libertarian Party convention in New Hampshire that you're putting together,
yep,
Daryl, is listed there. There's also digital content listings. So if you're a content creator, you can list your content there as well. And it's map-based, so you can have, you know, where physically your business is. If you've got a physical location, go to liberty.menu, and you can create your content there. And you know, once you sign up, you can use code FTL and get yourself a special Free Talk Live listener badge. So again, it's free to list your business here, which means that you could get new business, because
yes,
there are people who might want to use your whatever products or services that you offer, but they don't know about you.
Right.
They're libertarians, they want to know about you. So let yourself be known as a liberty-friendly business owner over at liberty.menu as we continue here. And by the way, that sort of doubles as a cryptocurrency accepting map, too, because I bet you most of the people on there that are putting their businesses on liberty.menu will probably be friendly towards crypto.
Right, and one of the interesting things in the business listings, you can list whether you take crypto, whether you take silver, gold, whether
That's
you
right.
barter, whether you take cash.
So you can see right there.
Right, so you can look and see.
Which is, of course, perfect. I mean, you know, libertarians love alternatives to the government monies, and that's what we're talking about here with the CNN piece on cryptocurrency out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, calling it a bubble that nobody else outside of Portsmouth accepts cryptocurrency. And this guy, Joel Valenzuela, he's just living in a bubble. But isn't that neat?
Tally-ho, young chum. He decided that he was going to wind up creating some kind of internet thing and then convincing a couple of people to wind up taking it.
Right. Now you're,
How does exactly that work?
You're imitating the host of this money pit. They're calling it the CNN money pit. So this guy, the Richard Quest, apparently, is his name, who's the host. He's apparently, you know, the regular host of some sort of money show, but yet he doesn't understand what the very first 5 seconds of the clip that we played at the beginning of the show. He doesn't even know what legal tender is. So for a money talk host to not know what legal tender is kind of gives you some indication of the level of ignorance, the unabashed ignorance that has been on display in this clip.
He is a television reporter. He's not an economist.
But he's a host of a money show, so he's not just a
reporter. Oh, he should know.
Yeah.
He should know. But, you know, I'll give him a little bit of a pass because he's not of an economist. Not much of a pass, but just a tiny one.
All right, let's go on here. There's about a minute left of this clip. Again, you know, fairly long segment about cryptocurrency and generally positive, I would say, although this guy's ignorance is quite brash. Let's continue
that. So that really is giving it ammunition.
And the ability, this is fascinating.
Can you back up to get all of her questions?
Sure, sure. Well, let me just jump back a little bit here.
Yep.
How there are many more adding on. So it helps when you have a legislature standing behind with lots of support for cryptocurrencies. And so that really is giving it ammunition.
Well, it certainly doesn't hurt to have a legislature that is supportive. And in New Hampshire, there are state representatives and there are state senators who are cryptocurrency users who are already familiar enough to where they have some. In their own portfolios.
We know of, what is it, at least three of the 24 senators, because during a hearing on something, because of ethics things, the one senator said, I may or may not have to say that I have some cryptocurrency.
Yes, that's right.
And then another one said that, and then I don't remember if there was a third one on that committee.
Not on that committee.
Or there's the other senator that we know of that knows some people that we believe he uses crypto.
And so, again, New Hampshire did pass a cryptocurrency deregulation of some sort, but it really had to do with money transmitter laws and didn't have anything to do with whether or not a business could accept cryptocurrency. So these hosts don't even understand that, and they don't know what they're talking about.
And the ability, this is fascinating, Allison, absolutely fascinating, the ability to convert your Dash back into a traditional currency. Because if you've just sold something, you've received Dash, but at the end of the day, you've got to go and pay your electricity bill. And they're not going to take Dash, or maybe they will or they won't, but you don't know. How do you do that?
Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I don't really know.
Well, you don't
I just walk into stores and I don't really know what they're going to take for payment. So I just sort of, you know, like, can I give him my sock?
Now, they never did get, I'm sure they asked him about it, because again, they interview you for like an hour and then they only use a few clips, but they never did allow Joel to explain how he pays his electricity bill in Dash. There's probably some sort of intermediary.
Doesn't she speculate here in her response?
I don't know. We'll find out here, but my guess is he's using an intermediary website that he can sort of pay, because for a while there have been pay your bills in Bitcoin websites out there, so where somebody else will pay the bill in cash for you in return for you sending them the Bitcoin, as I understand it.
You know, he has worked it out where he's worked it out in a way that he's able to use Dash to pay his electric bill, to pay his rent, and to just basically live off of it. It's easy, once again, I think, in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It is kind of like an experiment because it is sort of supported by the government there. But I think, obviously, once you step outside the bubble of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, you're obviously going to run into issues. I mean, you know, you look at how Bitcoin is doing. I can't imagine, you know, paying an electric bill based on Bitcoin, I think my electricity would be turned off at this point.
Thank you. Thank you, Allison Kosick.
What? I can't imagine paying my electricity bill based on Bitcoin.
Her point is that the dollar-denominated value of Bitcoin has been dropping, so she would be broke by now.
Or
I don't know what she means.
Because the price of Bitcoin is so high, your utility bill is a tenth of a Bitcoin. That's not how they wind up sending the bill.
I don't even understand. I don't even want to take a crack at what she means when she's saying
that. I don't even know if she knows what she means.
Right. You can't pay a bill in Bitcoin if the company doesn't accept Bitcoin. So
right, but she was saying something about the bill being denominated in Bitcoin. As if,
was she? Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, as if, you know, like, instead of just saying, you owe $300, that is 0.0x of Bitcoin, your utility bill is a Bitcoin. She can't afford to pay a $10,000 or $7,000 a month.
Let's go to Larry. He's in New Jersey listening to WPG. Go ahead, Larry.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hi, you're on the air.
I do a barber where you could always get your hair cut for a dollar so long as you paid it a pre-1935 U.S. silver dollar.
That's pretty cool.
That was really great. But he would take silver coin, silver dollars.
Yeah.
It would be a dollar. Yeah. So to me, if you want to accept mashed potatoes for a currency, that's up to you.
Right. But, that doesn't mean mashed potatoes are legal currency.
Correct. That just means that you participated in a barter.
It's not illegal to give somebody mashed potatoes. It's not illegal to give them Dash or Bitcoin,
correct,
but that doesn't mean that it's legal tender.
Right, right, right. But as far as legal tender, the government was legal tender, I find it very disturbing. During the Civil War, if you went into a store, there'd be three prices, one for script, one for gold, one for silver, depending on what you paid in.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I would love to see more, Bitcoin and Dash accepting businesses have the actual Bitcoin or Dash price on the shelf. But the problem is it's so volatile, the price is constantly changing. And so you'd have to have electronic price tags that are constantly updating. And it might even change by the time you pick the item up from the shelf and take it to the register in some cases.
Right,
so,
right. That's the problem with that. As far as currency, I've always wanted to see that the U.S. dollar defined as 1 gram of gold 90% fine. And coins issued to that specification, and what we would have to do is the old dollars that we have turn them in, say, 100 to 1 to get the new currency.
How about we just get rid of legal tender laws not have the U.S.
too.
Government wind up defining what a dollar is?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea to get back on a gold standard, but it's there's no reason to keep having government control over any money whatsoever.
Right.
Thank you, Larry. Good call. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up here, and you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let the market decide what the best form of currency is and get the government out of it entirely.
Mashed potatoes.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want right here. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. If you dial in toll-free, our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm or jump into the Discord on-air call-in line chat room at discord.lrn.fm. Where you can talk to us about whatever you want to discuss. We finally got through the full 5.5 minutes of this CNN Money Pit presentation of ignorance surrounding the topic of cryptocurrency.
It only took us 2.5 hours.
But, well, we had a lot of calls about other things in there. But, yeah, you know, I thought this was important because it really shows the sort of the state of ignorance of the mainstream media, even after they spent, you know, probably a couple hours with Joel Valenzuela, right, who is a very good communicator when it comes to the ideas of cryptocurrency. And yet the media just tries to obscure as much as they possibly can. We've had some good coverage about crypto, though, here in the area from local newspapers who've actually done a really good job of explaining what Bitcoin is and talking about how it's accepted locally. It was on the front page of the newspaper here in Keene a couple of times in the last year or so. So, you know, I've been very, very pleased with the local media's coverage of this topic. CNN really, you know, if you want to call it a hack job, I think it would be fairly accurate. Although, again, I still appreciate the fact that they covered the story, because ultimately, I don't care if they're calling Portsmouth a bubble and, you know, you go to the bubble of Portsmouth, can't go out there and use crypto anywhere else. But that's
we don't know. The guy says he pays his bills. I don't know how that works. You go into the utility and they may or may not accept it. I don't know.
The ignorance is laughable. But, hey, come on into the bubble. For everybody out there, if you are a cryptocurrency advocate, if you are a cryptocurrency user, if you're excited about Bitcoin, you're excited about crypto, you're excited about one of the other cryptos, you're not going to find a better community anywhere else.
Now, I'm wondering if they were intentionally using the word bubble numerous times during this story about cryptos, because how many times have who's the bald guy with the rolled up sleeve?
Kramer.
How many times has that guy referred to, you know, cryptos as bubbles and this and that?
Sure.
This bubble, that bubble. Oh, they've just got this crypto bubble in Portsmouth. Bubble, 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 bubble.
That's the media, part of the media narrative. And indeed, during this this clip from CNN, it does say cryptos collapse throughout most of it. At the very bottom is sort of the Chiron, the header thing that they have, the lower third at the bottom. So again, and there was a, you know, fall in the price of crypto based in U.S. dollars over the last few months, so that's not entirely inaccurate. But regardless, like I said, come on into the bubble. Hey, man, if you like cryptocurrency, this is the place, not just Portsmouth, but also all of New Hampshire.
Right.
Keene and Portsmouth are the two hot spots for it. Either one of those places, you can buy food with cryptocurrency. Here in Keene, you can have your car repaired with cryptocurrency. There have been a variety of different services. It's mostly focused on food, I would say, generally. But there are some other things that you can buy with. I think there's a bike shop in Manchester that takes cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And if you go to coinmap.org, you can see sort of an interactive map of where some of these locations are. And it's really cool to actually be able to spend the stuff in real life. And the fact is, the more people that we can get here as part of this migration of libertarians coming to New Hampshire, many of whom are cryptocurrency fans, the more crypto users and libertarians that we can get in New Hampshire, the stronger the community of crypto users will be, the more likely these stores that accept crypto will continue having new customers that accept crypto. There's a corner store here in Keene, Corner News, that sells, you know, everything from pipes to sodas to whatever, newspapers that you can buy with cryptocurrency.
And they've been taking crypto for probably five years.
5 years now, yeah. And she's really happy. A lot of these business owners are very happy that they decided to accept crypto. And so it's one of those things that we can build on this. This is a great starting point. We're already the highest, you know, the highest per capita businesses, or excuse me, crypto accepting businesses per capita in Keene and in Portsmouth. So we're already there, but we've got a lot more to do. I mean, it's still only a several businesses that are taking
it.
So, you know, again, it's per capita. But actually, if you go and you look at some other cities, like even Boston, we have more crypto-accepting businesses, raw numbers, than Boston does. And that's without auditing Boston's crypto acceptance, because what I'll do is on the CoinMap at coinmap.org, if somebody goes out of business that takes crypto, I'll contact CoinMap and say, hey, those guys aren't around anymore. You need to remove them from the map. So I like to make sure we've got an accurate map that's not overestimating the numbers of businesses. Whereas most of the places out there, these big cities, if a business adds themselves to the map, they never remember to remove themselves from the map. And there's nobody like me who's actually looking through there to see and, you know, find out how many of them are actually still in business. So when I was down in Austin, Texas, for a vacation a few weeks ago, I was down there actually for a crypto conference, and I was like, all right, well, I want to get some food with crypto. Austin's a hip city. Austin's, you know, supposedly real progressive or whatever. It's technology. They got the tech conference, SXSW or whatever, that happens
down there. South by Southwest.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking, all right, there's got to be some cool hip places that are going to take cryptocurrency for food here in Austin. I went through the whole crypto, you know, coin map, and I went through every single restaurant icon on there. So I didn't audit the other businesses that take crypto. I just audited restaurants, and I could not find a single one of them. And there were, you know, more than a dozen of them on there. The 90% of them were an intermediary company. So there was like an online menus company that sort of signs up other businesses in town, restaurants, and then takes their online orders for them and then delivers those orders to the company saying, okay, well, this is what this person wants, and then they make the order up. So the intermediary was listing businesses as though they were Bitcoin accepting, but the businesses themselves were not accepting Bitcoin, only the online ordering intermediary. So I'm sorry, I don't count that. If I can't go into a business and buy a thing at a register, then it doesn't count to me. So this would have only worked for takeout or delivery from those businesses. And again, the business would not have been receiving crypto. The intermediary was. So that was like 90% of what was on that list. And apparently this online ordering company has added these restaurants to all kinds of major cities on that list. So I bet you if you were to go to most of the major American cities and actually go through an audit, you wouldn't find very many places at all that are restaurants that accept it. The few that weren't part of that online ordering system, they'd just simply gone out of business. And that was pretty much the list. Yeah, that was pretty much the list. I could not find. There was one taco truck that purportedly still exists, but I could not confirm what their location was. I sent them an email to try. I tried calling. The phone number wasn't working. I sent an email, and the email ended up bouncing. So I'm not even sure if that taco truck still exists. But
phone didn't work. I wonder if they were roaming.
I don't know, man. One of the crypto guys seemed to know about the truck's existence in general, but wasn't real sure. And he had said that you can only use crypto if the owner's there because he's never trained any of his employees. So, you know, again, that's not really even if I could have found the truck, if the owner's not there and the employees can't accept it, then that's not really you're not really taking crypto in that case. So we've really got a good thing going on here in New Hampshire, and there's nothing else that matches it anywhere in the world. If you are excited about cryptocurrency, you really owe it to yourself to check out the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, especially if you're a libertarian. You don't want to be anywhere else because we're going to build on the existing successes that we have here, and it's just going to keep getting better. Let's go to somebody that knows nothing about cryptocurrency. She doesn't even get on the Internet. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, did you know that even a rapid transit was actually started in the a city of Brazil? It was the cleanest city in Brazil, and then they did the rapid ride, and now the whole world is copying it, including Albuquerque.
Now, what is a rapid transit? Is that something that doesn't stop very often?
No, the rapid transit is the same thing that we have, the ART, Albuquerque Rapid Transit, but it started in a city in Brazil. It was a cost-effective light rail. So they're the one that started it. It was one of the cleanest cities.
So it's rail-based? It's a kind of like a...
Yeah, so like a subway, or in Chicago they call it the T.
Well, this is above ground, though.
But you know what?
Right, but subway things, they run on tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is actually an electric bus, but it's supposed to be like the light rail. But they cost like $15 million per mile.
Now let's clarify. The reason why they're so expensive is because these companies can get away with charging an arm and a leg because they're governments that are buying these mileage, the tracks.
Right, because there's no competition.
Correct, and they're giving them to good old boys and their buddies in construction, and they get to raise the price by 10 times or double or triple or whatever it would normally cost if there was some sort of actual market competition in these areas. And Sarah, thank you for the call here tonight. So once again, if you want to learn more about the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, you ought to check out the Shire Society's website over at move.shiresociety.com. That'll give you a little bit of information about this. There's a lot of exciting things happening here, and you can follow some of the news about it over at freekeen.com. That's where Derek Jay from the Seacoast posted the video from CNN. So if you want to check that video out that we played here tonight, you can see it for yourself at freekeen.com. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.